Good morning, beloved, and once again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 through 21, where Moses and Aaron are unsuccessful in their attempt to have the king of Egypt free the Israelites. The Israelites are forced to work harder, and they blame Moses and Aaron for their increased oppression. And again, God's saving word for us all this week have been mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Exodus chapter 5, beginning at verse 1 through verse 21. Then Moses and Aaron went to the king of Egypt and said, "The Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'Let my people go so that they can hold a festival in the desert to honor me.' 'Who is the Lord?' the king demanded. 'Why should I listen to him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go.' Well, Moses and Aaron replied, 'The God of the Hebrews has revealed himself to us. Allow us to travel 3 days into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. If we don't do so, he will kill us with disease or by war.' The king said to Moses and Aaron, 'What do you mean by making the people neglect their work? Get those slaves back to work. You people have become more numerous than the Egyptians, and now you want to stop working?' That same day, the king commanded the Egyptian slave drivers and the Israelite foremen, 'Stop giving the people straw for making bricks. Make them go and find it for themselves, but still require them to make the same number of bricks as before. Not one brick less. They don't have enough work to do, and that is why they keep asking me to let them go and offer sacrifices to their God. Make them work harder and keep them busy so that they won't have time to listen to a pack of lies.' So the slave drivers and the Israelite foremen went out and said to the Israelites, 'The king has said that he will not supply you with any more straw. He says that you must go out and get it for yourselves wherever you can find it. But you must still make the same number of bricks.' So the people went all over Egypt looking for straw. The slave drivers kept trying to force them to make the same number of bricks every day as they had made when they were given straw. And the Egyptian slave drivers beat the Israelite foreman whom they had put in charge of the work. And they demanded, 'Why aren't your people making the same number of bricks that they made before?' Then the foreman went to the king and complained, 'Why do you do this to us, Your Majesty? We are given no straw, but we are still ordered to make bricks, and now we are being beaten. It is your people that are at fault.' And the king answered, 'You're lazy, and you don't want to work, and that is why you asked me to let you go and offer sacrifices to the Lord. Now, get back to work. You will not be given any straw, but you must make the same number of bricks.' The foreman realized that they were in trouble, and when they were told that they had to make the same number of bricks every day as they had made before. As they were leaving, they met Moses and Aaron, who were waiting for them. And they said to Moses and Aaron, 'The Lord has seen what you have done and will punish you for making the king and his officers hate us. You have given them an excuse to kill us.'" And today's key verse is Exodus chapter 5, verse 1. It says, "The Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'Let my people go so that they can hold a festival in the desert to honor me.'" You know, beloved, I would like to say that when you decide to serve Father God, you serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that all of a sudden, all of your troubles and your worries are over with. No more problems will you ever have to face in this earth. But, you know, the opposite is quite true. We still suffer. We still face problems. We still get sick. We still become injured. All of these things happen. But we have the assurance that we have the living God to go through these problems with us. The Jews felt like they were suffering all alone. And it was up to Aaron and Moses to let them see that their God was still with them and would still be able to perform his perfect will. Let's pray. Lord God, when hardships and trials come my way, keep me strong in faith and close to you. Trusting in your love and mercy, I entrust myself to your care. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me next Monday as we, God willing, read Exodus chapter 5, verses 22 through chapter 6, verse 13, where Moses complains to the Lord. Hopefully, we'll see you in church on Sunday morning. If you can't make it to the services, don't forget that we have the service on Zoom and also on the Facebook page of the church. So until we meet again, may God answer every prayer, and meet every need. God bless.